In our prayers today, we have a response. When I say, Lord, in your mercy, please feel free to respond. Hear our prayer. Let us pray. Blessed are you, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, for you've blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing. You chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world and destined us for adoption as your children. In Christ we have the forgiveness of sins, an inheritance in your kingdom, the seal of your Spirit, and in him we've been called to live for the praise of your glory. And so we pray for the church that you love. Encourage us in your mission to your world, to trust in the power of the gospel of Jesus, to be aware of the help and strength of your Holy Spirit, and to seek the good of all in our work and in our witness. We pray that you would bless the Kirk session of St. Mungo's as we meet on Tuesday. May your Holy Spirit guide the discussions and be in all the decisions taken, that we may move forward in peace and unity to be more and more the church you would want us to be. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for your world. We pray again for the Rohingya people, for their desperate needs, and for the impact on communities already living there, and the tensions resulting. We pray for all involved in this difficult situation, that compassion and understanding would prevail. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the nations of the world. We pray for the leaders and people of North Korea and the surrounding nations at this time of heightened tension and before the US president makes his tour of Asia. We pray that you would bring peace and justice to the troubled situation. And we especially pray for the church in that troubled land. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our leaders and our government delegates as they meet in Bonn in November, that they'll take steps to fulfill the Paris Agreement and take urgent action on climate change for the benefit of those who will suffer the most. We pray for sustainable solutions, for a clear path to be forged, for unity between the countries and for all nations to keep their commitments to deep and transformative change on this important issue. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, we bring all our prayers to you in the power of the Holy Spirit, through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.